I'm Grace.
And I'm Ellie.
And we're from Idle Motion Theatre Company. As a company, we've been going for about...
7 years?
7 years or so. We make devised theatre, which is very filmic. So there's a lot of multimedia, a lot of physicality. And a couple of years ago now, we learnt about the life of Alan Turing and felt very inspired to put his life on stage. However, as soon as we started researching his life, he led us to Bletchley Park, and we very, very quickly realised that all that he achieved there at Bletchley Park was not just about Alan Turing's genius, it was actually a collection of hundreds of people's hard work, and we felt very inspired to put this story on stage.
Therefore, if a human can calculate a number, then so can a machine.
A machine? Alan, I don't know if we have time to construct some sort of... The sheet-stacking rooms are
trying to... Too slow! If you can construct a machine to encipher, then you can construct a machine to decipher. That is what we're going to do. Build on the work of the Poles. Construct a machine to help speed up the deciphering process. A British bomb!
A British bomb. Not an explosive, but Turing's brilliant machine that would enable us to start to get into the Enigma codes.
I remember when we first started making the show, we would tell people that we were making a show about Bletchley Park, and I think we were always quite surprised by how little people knew about it. And this is, you know, a few years ago now. And I think that really spurred us on to make it because we felt like there was a real injustice that not enough people knew about these people's achievements and the debt that we owe to them. And I think that was something that really spurred us on making it. And as part of what makes it so enjoyable to perform is to tell people about Bletchley Park. And obviously now, thankfully, a lot more people know about it because Alan Turing film and generally the work that the Trust has done to make it into the public consciousness. And so now when we say to people, oh, we're doing a show about Bletchley Park, they know about it. And they also come back and give us a fact about it, which is really fun. And hopefully they come to see the show, even if you know as much as you think you know about Bletchley Park. I think people who come to see the show who know a lot, they always leave with hopefully a little bit more information and also are able to actually picture the part because they've seen it on stage in front of them. And it just, hopefully it brings it all to life.
So to tell the story of Bletchley Park, we use an array of different exciting props on stage, including filing cabinets on wheels that open to reveal lots of different props inside them. We project onto the filing cabinets as well. We also use puppetry, and as Grace said earlier, multimedia projection to really take you back to the 1940s Bletchley Park.
I think one of the biggest challenges about making the show was probably the maths and the science and the Enigma machine and the bomb machines and trying to get our heads around it. I mean, we are not even close to being as clever as the people at Bletchley Park were. And we had to try and understand it. And not only understand it, but then also translate it for an audience to understand. So that was a real big challenge. And we did have this enormous scene that lasted for like 5 minutes. And it was us running around the stage trying to explain the Enigma machine. And it was just, it was chaotic. And I think we had to cut that scene because it just got too big and it got too complicated. And we realised that it's best to just try and keep it as simple as you can. And really, it's about the story of what happened there. And the maths and the science is important, but maybe not to dwell on that too much. The story of Bletchley Park wouldn't actually be complete without the story of how it was saved from the bulldozers in the 1990s. And this was a story that we discovered quite late onto the process. And we were so inspired by this group of, you know, local volunteers who were so determined to save this park that we just thought, that's amazing and we have to put that on stage.
What made you save the actual building, though?
Oh, I cycle past it every day. It's part of our community.
We're very proud of it. That's why we broke in.
Oh.
What was it, 20 years ago now?
1991.
And we weren't the only ones. There was Joy and Sarah and many others who were pivotal to the campaign.
We felt we needed a focal point so the place was properly remembered. A place for those who knew about it already and those who didn't yet, especially as their momentous achievements weren't fully recognised until the 70s.
The actual play itself, you follow both Alan Turing's and his team's breaking of the Enigma Code, but then you also follow this against the odds story of this group of people trying to save it. And obviously we know that it ended with a happy ending, but the story itself is just a great story to tell.
We're not talking pennies here or hundreds, we're talking hundreds of thousands of pounds, which, well, we've looked at, and it just seems a formidable number.
I think what we're all now coming to realise is we may have bitten off more than we can chew. None of us are business people or accountants, and we've tried, we really have tried, but we feel like we've exhausted every available option, and we've asked so much of you already. And I know that you feel the same way about the park as we do. But once you get inside those gates, once you hear those remarkable stories, that the place, it just sort of takes hold of you.
So alongside these two stories, we also follow the life of Gordon Welshman, who wrote the Hutsick story, and it revealed the nature of Bletchley Park, which was kept a secret under the Official Secrets Act.
It's funny, reading about oneself, isn't it? I feel it's similar to finding an old photograph that's been taken without your knowing. Except it's quite a bad photograph and looks nothing like you. When I first read this 2 weeks ago in the Sunday Telegraph, I could not believe it. See, here was an account of events that I had done my best to keep secret for 30 years, that none of us had ever spoken of, that our very government had encouraged us to forget. But how could we? How can I?
So we look at Gordon's involvement in Bletchley Park, but also we use him as a character to talk to the audience about his involvement in Bletchley Park and also when he was writing this book. So we have three different narratives in three different time zones set.
It's all very busy.
All talking about Bletchley Park.
It's a charming house, though, isn't it?
It's the most confused house I've ever seen. Architecturally, it's all over the place.
Do I know you, 10?
No, it's just I recognise you. 16, 17, 18, 19...
Can I be of any assistance?
Oh, no. It's just this blasted chain keeps coming off, but I think I've found a way of fixing it. It's a simple mechanical solution. You see, the chain comes off on every 20th rotation, so if I simply cycle backwards on every 19th, the problem's solved and the cycle begins again.
You're Cambridge, aren't you?
Oh, yes. King's.
I'm a featherweight, Sydney Sussex, a mathematician.
Me too. What area are you?
Algebraic geometry.
Oh.
And yourself?
Oh, well, before today, my work was in logic, and my hobby was cryptanalysis. But hopefully now it looks like it might be the other way around.
Gordon Welshman.
Alan Turing.
So alongside these three narratives, we've also been incredibly lucky to get recordings of veteran interviews from Bletchley Park themselves, of people talking about their time at Bletchley Park. And as soon as we listened to these voices, we were just so inspired to make the show even more. I mean, it completely grounded it in the real, and we knew that we had to tell this story, and we've put these voices in the show.
At that time, it's very strange. Such was the secrecy of the whole business. She told us that now we were privy to a great secret. Here we break Enigma.
This show has been all over the UK, toured abroad as well to China, and we will be performing this show in December. And this may be the last time this show's performed.
I think it might be the last time that we put on those sweater vests, play chess and do a quick step around the stage.
Yeah.
This is your last chance to catch it. If you haven't already seen it, it's That Is All You Need to Know at New Diorama Theatre in London. It's from the 15th to the 19th of December. And if you just head to our website, it's www.idlemotion.co.uk. All the tour dates will be on there. We very much hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.